thank you for your patience, folks. We've tried to do a complex technical move, but apparently the bugs or the rain or the conspiracy has prevented us from showing the one-minute commercial and all the pornography. The Bobnography, actually, is what it is. It's only porn if you're a really, really hardcore subgenius. It's kind of a horror movie if you're not. As my friend Casey said when she was watching our video projections in the Puffer Dome one night, I overheard her say to her friend regarding our videos, "This can't be healthy." Well, that wasn't the idea. Normally we show a commercial, a one-minute commercial that actually kind of manages to explain the Church of the Subgenius in 1 minute. But I'm not going to try to do that. You're just going to have to pick it all up from context. Regis, let me know when you're ready to go. Okay. Well, in that case, friends, open your hearts. Close your minds. Unzip your lips. Bend over and pull out that wallet. Because here comes Bob. Oh, only he's... That's normally when I can point to the big screen there. For those of you who don't know... God... Am I doing a service without a big picture of Bob? You'll have to go to our sales table and see all of the Bobnography. Here, he's the guy with the pipe that you see tattooed on all those poor, deceived youngsters. So, now what was I supposed to do? Somebody came up here and said, "Can you tell me what this next workshop is?" And I had to look it up. And here's what it says. A crowd of loners. Paradox or marketing niche? I was actually going to label this sermon, "Praying is for Sissies." But my wife is nice, and she talked me out of using that title because it's kind of mean. Reverend Stang will perform miracles and wonders before your very eyes. Witness this daring evangelical e-missionary as he demonstrates fake handling, acubating, and astounding acts of pyroflatulation. At the very least, you'll learn what not to do. There will be no laughing allowed during this unusual and possibly dangerous presentation. Because of the potential for brain sneeze, those faint of mind or weak of butt are urged not to attend. No belief system is safe from the Church of the Subgenius and the slack infestation known as J.R. Bob Dobbs, who unfortunately is too busy to attend this devival. So gird your lungs and wake up, sleeple. Praying is for sissies. Let me hear a praise Bob! Oh, I love to hear that sound. That's the moment of noise we all like to share. I was almost wishing for rain again today because I've gotten so used to it. I've been here for 2 weeks now. We're waiting for the saucers again at 16X Day right here at Wisteria, which it turned out to be our 18th X Day drill, and because we got so much rain, we couldn't do a lot of stage shows, and we ended up calling it the X Day where the subgeniuses had to talk to each other. And another good thing about the rain is people are forced to huddle together under shelters, and there weren't that many shelters around, so they had to huddle very closely. So in about 10 months, we'll be seeing a new brood of subgenius babies. Not 9 months, it's 10 months because the subgenius gestation is longer. It takes an extra month for the fetus to develop the gigantic ego of the subgenius. Anyway, just in case you are wondering, 10 billion years of weirdo evolution culminates right here tonight, right this minute, which may indicate that evolution has indeed ceased and Devo was right about everything. And they were right about everything. We're surrounded by church folks of the other kind of church, the rival cult against all the other rival cults that are here, the steeple people, we call them. Actually, my little sister coined that term. The steeple people are very confused. They seem to think that the pagans and the subgeniuses and the Discordians and so forth are devil worshipers. Well, I think you have to be kind of Judeo-Christian or even a certain kind of Christian to even believe in the devil to begin with. But those folks can stick it. They can take that idea and stick it where the Son of God don't shine. Know what I'm saying? Oddly enough, I seem to see a lot of hippies here. Old hippies, especially. Some of us old hippies say, never trust a hippie under 30. But I have to, actually, we'll go into that later. There are hippies under 30 that we've decided are okay. In fact, did that one space ranger even show up? He's going to be so disappointed. I had a special, oh, there he is. Okay, we'll get to you in a minute. And all the others, and then we'll get to all the other space rangers in an hour. And do something with them, I don't know what. You know, some of the other cult leaders, Jesus and Muhammad and them, are always counting up souls because they're in competition to see who's ahead, who's got the most souls. My friends, Bob Dobbs doesn't count because he's already got your number. How about that? He doesn't care whether you're saved in churches of genius or not, but he would like to save you to the tune of $35. That's all it costs to be an ordained minister, and it's a real ministership. Just so you know, people seem to have the wrong idea about that sometimes. They also, some people call the Church of the Subgenius a sex, devil, end of the world cult. And it's not. It's an eco-friendly sex, devil, end of the world cult. You hear a lot of subgeniuses talking about, oh, I can't wait for July 5th, 1998, which has got to be coming up soon. When we get to destroy the normals and wreak havoc on the earth, and my ecology-minded friends, like of which I'm one, get concerned. You know, why destroy the humans? Yeah, I can see that, but why destroy the planet? Well, friends, the idea is to leave the earth the way we found it, the way it was before we even got here, pristine. Like long before we even got here, a lifeless planet of poisonous vapor, lava, and ash. Operation Clean Sweep, we call it. Operation More Church, Less Air. Now,